Yeah, you have the floor.
Yes, just to explain that in the Annex 2, there are figures corresponding to travel support to elected officers, and since the officers have not yet been elected, so there was an estimate that for every bureau meeting, there could be up to two members of the bureau from countries eligible for financial support that would be supported. Currently, there is no bureau member that at least have been nominated for election that would be eligible for financial support. Further down to the implementation committee members, there is also a similar, that it's further down. But yeah, so for the implementation committee members, for the moment, out of the nominated candidates, there's only one who would be eligible for financial support. So these figures need to be slightly adjusted. And further up to the working group, if one of the working group meetings now is, as I understand, cancelled, so the 2024 meeting would be cancelled, so then there would be only up to two meetings, and also then the cost would be reduced. So the Secretariat would do the adjustments once you agree on the who are nominated for the office for the different treaty bodies, and then you agree on whether to skip the meeting in 2024.